Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You're so funny. I teased my older twin, Hendril, with a pat on her back.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm funnier. LOL.
Hendril's smile suddenly turned upside down.
You think you're funny? What exactly is funny about you? Huh? Tell me. Tell me how you're funnier.
Chill, sis. I was just kidding. A simple joke. You don't have to take it so seriously.
Oh, wow. You're saying that I overreact all the time? Right?
Hendril's smiling eyes turned red as she stared at me with contempt. She suddenly picked up some plates at the dining table and flung them straight at my face. Before I could realize what was happening, my parents had jumped into the scene. My dad threw me away from the flying plates just in time. But he couldn't leave just as fast. He dodged about 2 of the plates, but the last few came straight for his face and knocked him out. Thankfully, these last couple of plates were plastic, unlike the first glass ones that smashed on the living room walls, so no serious damage occurred.
Oh my god, Dad, are you okay? Stay back! Don't come any closer! I still can't believe I gave birth to an evil daughter like you! It's not my fault, Mom! I was just having a mood swing! Get out! Get out! Get out!
Hendril gave me an evil glare before stepping into our bedroom. God, I had to meet that madwoman in my room again. I wish we had separate rooms. I quickly ran towards Dad, who was being helped by my mom on the spot where he'd passed out. It took him a few seconds to wake up. I'm so sorry, Dad. I didn't mean to let you get hurt.
You have nothing to apologize for. Where's your sister, by the way?
In our bedroom, I guess.
Go make sure she's all right.
Are you kidding me right now? You want to make sure the villain of this story is okay? Why? So she can live to fight another day?
My dad burst into laughter.
My wife is so dramatic, isn't she, honey?
He turned to me. Extremely dramatic. I laughed with him.
Great. Everyone's against me now.
Don't worry. I'll go talk to her.
Just try not to come out with a broken head this time.
My dad laughed in reply as he entered our bedroom. I really hope he doesn't come out with a broken head. Hendril was always like this. An angel one minute and a demon the next. We'd put up with it for years and years, but she only seemed to get worse. The therapy and love we'd showered on her didn't seem to be working, and honestly, we were already tired of her bad behavior. No one was as tired as my mom, though, who'd been at the receiving end more times than anyone. She was done with soft love and was now handling Hendril with tough love. She became the bad cop, while my dad took over from her as the good cop. I went to bed scared that night, wondering what Hendril would do again, but luckily she did nothing. I slept peacefully and woke up as energetic as ever. I woke up to someone calling my name in the most melodious voice possible. It sounded like... Wait a minute, was that Hendril? I got up with a start. What do you want? What do you mean, what do I want? I'm waking you up so you don't get to school late again. I looked at the wall clock in our bedroom. It was 6:30 a.m. Well, why? My alarm rings at 6 a.m. and you always switch it off so I get to classes late, so why are you trying to be good today? Wait a sec. Why didn't my alarm ring at 6 a.m.? Why are you waking me up at 6:30? Hendril? Duh. Isn't it obvious? I switched off your alarm so you'd miss the school bus as usual. But I just felt bad for you and your vulnerability, you know? I decided to have mercy on your poor soul and show you some kindness. Ain't I a good person, little sister? Amazing. You're an amazing person, Hendril. You amaze me every single day. Thank you. Now come on, let's move. Hendril was nice to me and everyone else throughout the week. And although we were freaked out, we just stayed cool. My dad was the happiest among us. He just kept grinning ear to ear. We could only wonder what he'd said to Hendril to make her change all of a sudden. Because of this good behavior, Mom started going back to her old, overloving self, and Hendril was very happy about this. Unfortunately, everything came crashing down one evening. Hendril barged into the living room that evening. She swung the front door with so much strength that it almost shattered and left it open behind her as she walked towards her room angrily. Honey, what's the problem? My mom ran straight at her, but she pushed her aside, throwing her on one of the living room cushions. I ran towards the door and closed it.
Baby, whatever it is, you can definitely tell us.
Hendril paused after hearing Dad's loving voice and replied begrudgingly,
Francis broke up with me, and it's all your fault!
Francis? That gothic illiterate?
He's my boyfriend, and I love him!
Of course you do. That doesn't change the fact that he's an illiterate, though. Look, my baby, you're an amazing woman. You can do 100 times better than that dude, believe me.
But I don't want anyone else, Dad. I only want Francis. I'm tired of this charade. I'm no longer pretending to be someone I'm not. I'm not a nice person, and I can't ever be.
Just try a little bit.
Hendril walked straight into her room and banged the door. Her character became much worse after this event, and Mom avoided her even more. 2 years after trying everything he could to change Hendril and failing, my dad called me into his room.
Heather, I know you've had to be the mature one for most of your life, and I'm sorry about it. Hendril isn't a bad child. She just needs more love than normal. Remember that you're not just sisters, but twin sisters. No matter what, her bad character will always reflect on you, and you can actually help her change it. You're just not trying hard enough.
Dad.
I know. It's not easy. Dealing with Hendril never is, but please make this sacrifice. Do it for me and your mom. Do it for Hendril. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family, please.
I thought long and hard about my decision with my father and wondered what to do to make Hendril a better person, but I kept coming short of ideas. Suddenly, a crazy idea popped into my head on one cold, windy afternoon. It was kind of a stupid idea, but it was an idea nonetheless. Hendril always complained that she acted out 60% of the time because of how people treated her, and people treated her this way because of her existing bad character. So, what if I turned things and made people unable to judge her solely based on her previous actions? I was the angel, and Hendril was the demon. What if no one could distinguish between the angel and the demon? Then everyone would be forced to treat us equally, and that would mostly be in a nice way. We were already identical twins. All that we needed was to change our dress sense and mannerisms and make them the same. Simple! I talked to Hendril about this, and after a lot of going back and forth and pretending to be uninterested, she finally caved because it was going to be a fun experiment. We became one. We spoke alike, answered together whenever any one of us was called, dressed and acted alike. At some point, it became difficult for our parents, classmates, teachers, and friends to differentiate between us. But something was about to bring the walls of my hard work crashing down, and it was closer than everyone expected. Like this video and subscribe to our channel if you haven't already. I'm sure you don't want the walls of your hard work to come tumbling down too, so do it now. Things changed. Hendril became more happy over time. Her mood swings reduced, and our parents were very pleased. And then, the day of reckoning arrived. Our 18th birthday fell on the same night as our prom night, so we decided to celebrate the two of them together. The night began in all its awe and glory, and everything seemed to be magical until a cleaner mistakenly knocked Hendril over, ripping her dress and throwing her new iPhone into a bowl of punch in the process. Before the cleaner could apologize, Hendril picked her up by her hair and dipped her face in the punch bowl. After this, she picked up the cleaning bucket the cleaner was holding and emptied it onto the cleaner, all while screaming, I hate you! I'll deal with you! For the first time in years, everyone knew exactly who Hendril was, and they all shook their heads in disgust. making Hendril feel overwhelmed. Surprisingly, our mom, who had grown to love Hendril even more than me, ran to her and consoled her, not scolding her for her reaction and totally ignoring the poor cleaner. The cleaner got up and stared at my mom and Hendril angrily. "Security! Take this woman out of here immediately!"
"You will age for this, and you will age when you do this."
"What is she talking about? Remove her immediately!"
"Mom, what's she saying? I'm scared."
"You will age for this, and you will age when you do this."
The cleaner kept repeating this chant as security threw her out of the building. Happy that our mother was taking her side despite her bad behavior, Hendril went back to her old self after that event. It seemed impossible to make her a better person, so I gave up on her. A week later, we were eating dinner when I noticed that something was wrong with Hendril's face. I told her about it and she quickly ran to the mirror.
"Oh my god! Mom! My face! Oh my god! What is this?"
Hendril's face had changed and she looked at least 5 years older than her current age.
"Ah!"
She picked up random stuff and started throwing them around the house. When she turned back to us to talk, she looked even older.
"Oh my god!"
We came to the realization that whenever Hendril had any of her frequent mood swings or threw a tantrum, she aged a little bit more. It was terrible, but I was happy that it was happening.
"What do I do, sis?"
"You know what to do." To prevent her from aging, Hendril had to change her behavior totally until the good behavior became a solid and true part of her. When we noticed that she was actually changing for the better, we decided to help her search for the cleaner, despite being unsure that this new, nice Hendril was permanent. Our efforts were all to no avail as no one knew who the cleaner was. Finally, we gave up, and Hendril accepted her new face as punishment for her past sins. All she could do now was to work on her behavior and avoid aging more, so she did. "Heather, I'm sorry for causing you and everyone else pain in the past. Can you truly forgive me?" I was helping her style her hair. She made me place a cloth over her eyes since she couldn't bear to look at herself in the mirror. "Was I ever truly angry with you? You're my annoying older twin sister, and I have no choice but to love you." We both laughed until a tiny teardrop fell from her eye. She quickly wiped it off, but it was too late. I had already seen it. Was she truly remorseful? Christmas time finally arrived and the whole family gathered at the dinner table for Christmas dinner. That was when I saw it. I turned to Mom, who was seated beside me, and whispered in her ears. After a few seconds of observation, she turned back to me and smiled. She had seen it too. She handed an empty stainless plate to Hendril, who had confusion written all over her face. She wanted to know what we were whispering about, and immediately she looked at the plate and she saw it too. It was her face. It had become normal again. Tears of joy instantly streamed down her face as she apologized for everything and promised to be a changed person. She had said this numerous times in the past, but this time, I knew she meant her promise.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.